This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
University of Mary, very special day, celebrating the Gary Thondelson story. The book is called Open Secrets of Success. Patrick McCloskey's written that for the University of Mary. He's here. Jerome Richter's here. Gary Thondelson is here. His daughter Danny is here. We're going to chat with all of them in the next half hour, hearing more of Gary's story. We're also going to hear from Governor Doug Burgum, who moments ago began his address, State of the State, up at Minot State University. We'll have some extras for you on that a little later on in the program. So stay tuned for all of that coming up. Jerome, talk a little bit about the University of Mary's decision to put this story out, and the University of Mary Press doing the book that Patrick has written so beautifully, Open Secrets of Success. Connect the dots for our listeners, and we'll go back to our conversation with Gary in a moment here. But I wanted to know people, first of all, we should let people know how they can get a copy of the book. And there's a couple of ways to do that. There is today. The event. Tell us about your event you're doing today with Gary.
Thank you. At 4:30 today at Chick's Place, right here on campus. So it's right in the center of campus. If you aren't familiar with campus, just kind of find the very middle, come to the University Center, the new Lumen Vitae University Center, and they'll direct you to Chick's Place, where we're going to be set up. The first 100 guests will receive a free book of Gary's story. And then at 4:35-ish, somewhere just shortly after that, we will start with a special presentation where Monsignor Shea will be here, our president, be able to speak very candidly and honestly about Gary and his affection for Gary and what Gary's meant to us. And then after that, I and Mr. McCloskey are going to sit there with Gary and just have a nice conversation that people can ask questions about the story, a little bit more about Gary's life, what he's doing, and why we're here today.
That'll be fabulous. And that's, again, on campus today. If you can't be here with us today on campus to take that in, and again, the first 100 get a free copy of the book, Open Secrets of Success. Patrick, tell folks where they can get the book, if you would, and order it.
Thanks, Scott. It's great to be here. Actually, the book is dedicated to everyone who reads it, but the real dedication is to everyone who buys it. and you can buy it at Amazon. It'll be on Amazon. And you can also buy it at the University of Mary Bookstore if you're here on campus, but also online. You can look it up.
So, all right, so
it's easy to find.
You Mary Bookstore online or on campus, and also Amazon. So great way to get it. How will this book be used, Jerome? With the students, and what happens next with the awesome amount of information you have in this book?
Well, that goes back to its very beginnings of why did we do this book in the first place? And I think you need to go all the way back to many years ago when Sister Thomas Welder, who was our president here, and Neil Culber, my predecessor, were imagining what a school of business could look like. And at that time, Mr. Thondelson was doing very well in the hotel business. Everybody in North Dakota knew his name, and we also heard the story and knew the story. And Sister Thomas and Neil and many of the trustees at the University of Mary said, this is a person that we would love to have his name on our building. Because the university is very intentional in these things. We don't just throw up somebody's name just because. We do it because they're able to support us, yes, absolutely. But at the same time, that the person can be an example to our students. Because we're about producing virtuous leaders here at the University of Mary, not just getting them a degree and kicking them out the door. We need them to be true leaders, servant leaders, and this is what Sister was looking for. They met with Gary, and I'm sure Gary could fill us in a little bit more on the story, but there was an agreement met that, yep, Gary was going to be able to help us with the school of business, and then his name would go on it. And then here just in recent years, Monsignor, who we all know has got an incredible vision for what we want to do, sat down with Gary, and just was enamored with the beautiful North Dakota story. I mean, Gary, everyone who's a good person grew up milking cows. That's my theory, right? as I did, and Monsignor also did. We're dairy farm boys. And
all of them used it to launch quite the enterprise,
true.
Right?
That's true.
But all good people, and that's where it starts.
Exactly. And so anyway, in hearing Gary's story, it was an inspiration to us. And then Monsignor, again, in his genius, said, Jerome, your office, and Mr. McCloskey, who's an incredible author, should do a book on Gary so that we can share this story. And more importantly, and this is where me, a teacher, comes in, our students that walk through this building, this school of business, every one of them should know who Gary is, whether they get to shake his hand personally or get to read his book. And so the book becomes not only a story of inspiration and can show to them, you can do this too. If you want to work hard and if you want to talk to the right people and be honest and a handshake means what it does, you can do what Gary has done as well. But you got to get going. And then to look at this book as almost a textbook. What are the do's and the don'ts? Because Gary would be the first to admit, and this is the beauty of Gary, is his humility. He knows that things have been good for him, and he knows that things will get bad for you. But you keep moving. And he counts his blessings, and our students need to know that too. Because too often young people feel like if they fail, then they just give up.
So true.
No. You got to start, and you got to keep picking yourself up. And so we want our students to know this story.
What do you most want students at the University of Mary, students anywhere, anybody that reads this book, what do you want them to take away as a lesson?
Well, I think there's two parts. First of all, I think people have to always have a great attitude, a positive attitude. And one thing I noticed about the University of Mary, Jerome and Monsignor, they have the most positive attitudes I've ever seen. So if you've got a great positive attitude and you are a nice person, the door's open for you. And the doors for me was the banks. You know, even when times got tough, I was always nice to the banks. And they, by being nice to them and trying to talk to them in a civilized manner and work it out, the banks open their checkbook.
And there's a good lesson right there from the book. In that some people are going to see banks as, we just had a text that couldn't believe you mentioned that after you communicated with the banks about the fact that, you know, you knew there were liens out there and you were going to take care of it, give me 120 days, you called them, they were kind because you communicated with them. And they said, kind banks, what's this guy talking about? The banks are the bad guy. The banks aren't the bad guy in your mind.
Not if you treat them right. You got to treat the banks right. Remember, you can never grow a big business without finance, right? You got to have financial help. So I need the banks. The banks like to say they need me too, you know. So it's a two-way street. So it's so important to, when you first start out, is to make sure that you handle the banks properly, so that eventually, instead of borrowing you $10,000, they'll borrow you $100,000, and then they'll borrow you $5 million, and then they'll borrow you $10 million, and then they'll borrow you $50 million. You know, it's a progression. I couldn't get $2 million the first time, I don't think, because they're not used to me. But they seen how I operated, and that I always was gonna take care of them, even in bad times. I got into a couple things in the early days that could have knocked most people in a loop. I put $600,000 in a bad investment, and I got borrowed the money from a bank, but I paid it back. I couldn't pay it back right away, but over time, I was able to pay it back. But those guys kept recommending me to new banks. So take care of the. If you do two things, they were talking about the plan. And then the other thing, you've got to take care of your people. Remember, your people, your employees are your most valuable asset. It's not the buildings, because if you don't have good people running those buildings, there won't be any money made. And you see that all the time. You see companies that go under, and you could pretty well tell they haven't taken care of their employees, because if you take care of the employees will take care of your customers, right? So, you know, or you could say if you take care of your customers, then you take care of your employees, because your money's coming in. So
you mentioned a bad investment, just one example there, and having to borrow money to make the investment good. You talk about in the book where you got in trouble, and for folks that are picking, you know, sort of where they're going to take that good attitude and what they're going to take on, you have advice. You call it stick to your knitting, right? So whenever you got in trouble, you were not sticking to your knitting. What does that mean?
Okay, sticking to my knitting. My main business really was the motel business, and I was super, super successful. And I sold a company for $1.3 billion back in 2006. And the thing is, what does a kid do when he has too much money? He's going to put it in something that he should not, probably, or buy things he shouldn't have. And so what I thought is you can never go wrong with land, right? So I bought land all over the country, and then the banks had a lot of failures, and so now they come and say, well, we want to be paid for it. So that value I had, I spent all that money on land. During that period, I probably lost $500 to $600 million during that period. But it has since, I was able to take care of all the banks, and I never lost one property, I was able to. I'm reselling it now for a lot of that stuff for 50% more than I paid for.
You rode the wave.
I rode the wave. 10 years. Yep. It's 10 years later now, and we rode the wave.
But you don't ride the wave without the bankers.
You don't ride the wave without bankers helping you, being kind enough, or listening to it and developing a plan that I could make work.
See it work out. Very interesting. Yep. All right, more of this fascinating conversation. Gary Thoilson is our guest, the wealthiest North Dakotan, not just in dollars and cents, but with a great story about what he's done with his upbringing in Dickey, North Dakota. More after this. Don't go away.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the Ace saltwater system from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
Soaking in my Hot Spring Grandy relaxes me, helps me feel better, and gets me ready for my next game.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry. Fargo, Bismarck. Grand Fortune, Minot, too.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Located in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bismarck at the University of Mary. Governor Burgum is underway with his State of the State address, and Todd has a clip about that. You can go ahead and roll that for us. We'll give you a little flavor of what the governor's talking about.
It's an honor for Brent and Catherine and I and our entire team in the governor's office to serve all of you. It is an incredible, incredible honor to do that. What it all starts with is, like so many people in the state, is there's something about North Dakota, something about the spirit of place where you just can't help but love North Dakota for its uniqueness, for its difference, for everything it throws at us. It is a place that we can love, and we love the people in it.
That will be about an hour and 15-20 minute address today, but that's really all you need to hear from Governor Burgum. Because if you can't listen to that and understand that he has true, authentic gratitude for where he came from, then you're not reading him right. I mean, that's pretty incredible. He's obviously pretty emotional there. And I love that about Governor Burgum. He's real about that. He's not afraid to wear that right on his sleeve. That's taking place in Minot today. We'll have excerpts as we go throughout the program today, and also, of course, coverage of that in the news, and do a little recap of that tomorrow. I mentioned before the break that you were from Dickey, North Dakota. I need to correct the record. Your mom was from Dickey, but you're from you grew up in Daisy.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, two of our bigger suburbs,
yeah, right,
in North Dakota. So I'm sure most people are familiar with that. We're chatting with Gary Tharaldson. The book is Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Tharaldson Story. Be at Chick's Place, which is right next to the beautiful Lumen Vitae Center. Some of the best food on earth. I had Nefla soup that beats Kroll's Diners by a mile there the other day. Anyway, it's easy to find on campus at Lumen Vitae Center, the main kind of a McDowell Activity Center, all in that general area. Chick's Place, 4:30 today. First 100 people get free copies of this book, Open Secrets of Success. Who knows what you'll do with it? So a little earlier, you were walking me through milking cows, going to work in Dad's construction shop, getting through school, go to school, teacher, then deciding, hey, saw an ad, insurance. And then you start, while you're an insurance agent, building a couple hotels, Valley City, you bought one, then you build one in Beulah. That was your first you built, you said?
Yes.
So how many total now have you built?
Over 425.
Is anybody even close?
No, nobody's close.
Nobody's close. You build more hotels in the United States of America than anybody else.
And the other thing I built the first 390 without one single partner. My employees became partner because I gave them stock, but other than that, I did it on my own, which really helped, and I really become sort of almost like a manufacturing company. We had it down so well that no matter what brand we did, we basically did the motel the same, except put different colors on it or different fabrics in the soft goods and so forth. And so it allowed us to I remember in 1992 I built 10% of all the new approximately 10% of all the new motels in the U.S. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal, and in 1992 was at the height of the SNL crisis, and we had just gotten involved with Marriott 2 years before, and I felt that by getting involved with a company like Marriott was a godsend for us, because now we had a very good company, and we're with what I figured was the best in the world, and we built over 45 properties in 1 year. Think about that. We opened one.
What became that manufacturing process? What was the secret? What was the magic that you? Revolutionized the hotel business. I mean, when we think about motels from our growing up, where you park at the door and the pool in the middle of the courtyard and all that.
I think, first of all, when we got involved with Marriott, I was allowed to, and a couple of our guys were allowed to redesign their product. We redesigned the Fairfield Inn first and put all interior corridors, indoor pool. They used to put outdoor pool, and they had outdoor corridors. For security reasons, we wanted them indoor corridors, and we wanted people up in the Midwest. You got to have pools that people can use during the winter time. And then after we did that, they said, "Can you redesign the Residence Inn?" So Residence Inn had exterior corridors too.
I'm thinking at this point, you don't need Marriott. You're showing them how to do it.
No. The power of Marriott is so strong that today they provide 60% of all of our business is under Marriott Rewards. It's just like if you were going to build a hamburger stand, which the audience will be able to understand, would you build a Hardee's or a McDonald's? If you're in that segment of the business.
No.
I mean, there's other segments of the business. But
see,
I think everyone in the audience would say that I would deal with the McDonald's, right? So that's the way I looked at Marriott, too. I want to be with the best in the business. And so now, and so that's where, you know, ended up with over 250 Marriott products. And when we get done, we'll have close to 300 with the stuff that's in the pipeline.
So I guess that's another lesson in doing what you do well, and that is developing the hotels, building the hotels. And what they do well is the marketing and the, you know, the Marriott Rewards and the flag and all the name, I guess, right?
Yeah,
the branding.
You have to be selling the best product. I learned that from back in the insurance business. It was really easy to sell great product. It was hard to sell product that I didn't really believe in. And I don't think any salesman, I think most all salesmen who really have a good product to sell do better than people with a product that's not as good.
I'm dominating this conversation. I want to get Patrick in here as well as any listeners that have questions or comments. We certainly welcome that 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. We'll have just a few more minutes with Gary, so go ahead and get those questions in if you have them, or text me at 367-2054. Were you doing all this, going from freezing, milking cows, now to being the biggest hotel developer in the world for money? Was this about wealth?
Not, you know, money is only a measuring stick. It's not. I could have quit years and years ago and lived maybe not happily ever after. I think people have to be active forever. I will never quit the business. So when you read my book, I think the thing is what you'll see in 1999. I created an ESOP for my employees. That meant, and not only that, I sold them a company. 214 motels, and then they owned the company, and that company, I had another company that I was building for.
You could have kept it all for yourself.
I could have kept it all for myself.
You're doing it for your employees.
Right.
They stay longer, they work harder, they own part of the company,
yeah.
Right?
And why I did it, my parents never had a retirement program, and I always looked at them when they got old. They didn't have nothing, and I'd look at the maids and the maids don't have the housekeepers. I better call them housekeepers. I call use the wrong word. Housekeepers could never save any money because they're making maybe $2 or $3 an hour over minimum wage, and then
are there millionaire maids now because of
no, but. There, any maid who was with us at that time, and when the ESOP sold, would have been having about $150,000.
A significant,
in a retirement account.
Really fascinating. All right, more of this conversation coming up after the break. Open Secrets of Success. We're chatting with Gary Thorolson.
I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. You should be too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust him for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Look for the duck and tell him Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They're champions in my book.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And Todd, the radio god Mitchell, has to tell us a little bit about the Stem Cell Health Institute. And then we're going to have another clip of Governor Burgum. And then we're going to chat with more with Gary Thonelson on the book Open Secrets of Success. I have to ask Patrick McCloskey where that title came from, too. So coming up. But Todd, tell me more.
Regenerative medicine, stem cell injections are something you used to have to, like, go out of the country to get. The Stem Cell Health Institute is in North Dakota doing seminars. You can find out more. It's just a short drive. Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. The seminars are going on. Find out more at 1-888-973-1560, 888-973-1560, or visit StemCellTherapyForPain.com, StemCellTherapyForPain.com, and start living life once again.
Mentioned earlier that Governor Doug Burgum is giving his State of the State address at this hour in Minot, and here's another excerpt talking about the secrets of success to North Dakota. Roll that, Todd.
Six words: empower people, improve lives, and inspire success. Because this is what anybody who works in state government gets to do this every single day. And that is a fantastic way to spend your time. And so I stand here before you today, if we were just going to wrap this up and the state of the state was going to be over in the next minute, which it won't be. But if we're going to wrap it up, I would just say, in conclusion, the state of the state is one of unlimited promise and potential. Provided that we embrace change, we diversify our economy, and we harness the unstoppable forces of technology.
What do you think of that advice from Governor Burgum, Gary?
That's great advice. It's perfect. Yeah, I think that's basically what all great entrepreneurs do. They do those things. And
kind of neat having one as governor, isn't it?
It's nice when a person lays it out like he did, though.
And our president? Right.
Same thing.
What an entrepreneur who I'm sure you know crossed paths with over the years, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I believe, obviously, because of what I've been able to do, I believe in being an entrepreneur, and I think in having the business mind to do the right things, because it's so important to do the right things if you're going to get to be a large company.
Jeff in Moorhead, a question for Gary Thonelson. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. Gary, first, let me offer you my condolences on the loss of your son. Secondly, Thank you for the opportunities that you gave me as an employee of yours. It was a fantastic opportunity to work for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. Appreciate those comments. And
yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gary.
No, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. If you had any, do you have another question or just that?
Well, I was just gonna say, you know, my 13 years with you were probably some of the most exciting 13 years of my life. Seeing those motels go up, seeing the opportunities that we had with Marriott, developing the new properties and developing all those properties in those early 90s, it was quite something. I remember those years of those 90 odd motels per year, and it was really something. I mean, it's 45. You know, in the 90s, those 40 odd motels per year. That was exciting.
Hey, Jeff, how did the ESOP treat you?
Fantastic.
That's what I like to hear. It made me so proud to be able to do that for my employees.
Mm-hmm. I was asking you earlier, Gary. Jeff, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. About were there any millionaires? And there were millionaires, employees that became millionaires, right?
Just in from that ESOP, there was more before, but 90 people became millionaires, and then a couple hundred of them were well above 500,000.
You know, what's amazing to me is, you are touted as, Forbes 400 tells us, North Dakota's richest, wealthiest individual. But if I just ran into the supermarket, I wouldn't think this is a man who thinks he has a lot of money. And all those Daisy North Dakota roots clearly come true. How much money do you have?
in assets or
the works. What you know?
You know, conservatively, I'm a billionaire. But it's not about there's money in itself don't buy you happiness. It's what you do with the money. I mean, to help people and help employees. You know, I helped several thousand employees from that ESOP, the first ESOP. You know, my next goals is I'm going to build a $2 billion portfolio over the next 4 years. But I'm going to hire 500 employees a year, at least 500 employees a year, to staff that. Not only that, what I'm going to do is we're just in the process of setting up another ESOP so that these people that go work for me for 15, 20 years will have an opportunity to some of them will be millionaires and some of them will be earned $500,000 or more. And the maids will have a chance to make, in their retirement account, $100,000 plus.
Why aren't there more ESOPs?
Well, there for a while, just because the Department of Labor guys, they quit the Department of Labor, and all they do is go back and out and sue these ESOPs, and then we had to put up with the lawsuits, which I did. I had a 10-year lawsuit before we finally got rid of it, and thanks to the judge in Fargo, I think what he did helped solve that ESOP and to benefit the employees. The employees are the ones that lose. They lost the money on this deal, not me.
Because it seems like a great tool in the case of hospitality. You have a huge turnover, right? But
yeah.
if I get my payout starting at 5 years or whatever, you're vested with at 5 years, there's a real incentive to stay.
Yes.
And be an owner and then also treat, the workday like you're working on your own building, on your own hotel.
Yeah, right. When employees become owners, they act like owners, and I always say that's what really catapulted our company to be what it is today.
Danny, your daughter is sitting next to you, and Danny, I want to ask you your favorite story about your dad. Tell me about your dad. They know he's famous and built all these hotels. What story do you want them to know?
Well, I think it's pretty amazing when not only when people tell me about my dad and like tell me about stories that I've heard the stories many, many times, but it's just amazing how so many people come up to me and are just tell me how successful he is, but how just an amazing guy that he is, and how they're just inspired by how the success didn't change who he is and didn't, make him to be an arrogant, you know, wealthy person. You know, he stuck to his North Dakota roots and just a genuine, nice person. And that's the big story that I think that I would like people to know. Because, I mean, obviously people have their prejudices and they stereotype. And
mostly because of the wealth, right? There's a jealousy and the assuming things. When did you, growing up, when did you think, maybe we're a little bit different? We have a little more money than the neighbors do. Did that click at some point?
Yeah, and it didn't quite click. It still is above my head to see how wealthy he really is now. But, like, when it really stuck with me was when I was in sixth grade and my friends came over for the first time, and slept over. They were like, wow, this is your house? And then that's kind of when it clicked with me. It was like, oh, maybe not everybody has this. And it's such a blessing, and it's amazing how the story that he has to tell and everything, yeah.
What story do you want to write? You just graduated, now you're working for the family business. What do you have, you know, goals and aspirations?
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy learning about the business, and I plan on learning everything that I can about it. I mean, I hope to work for the company and help grow it as I continue with my career. And I mean, I know he's going to slow down soon, but it's going to be amazing to work for the company and just learn and keep going on this crazy ride he's got going.
Doesn't sound like you plan on slowing down either, Gary. She might not have gotten that memo.
Right.
That's pretty amazing. I talked to another billionaire. It's one of the beauties of this job. I get to chat with billionaires every now and then. Not long ago, and he told me that he was concerned about his kids. He had a young son, 14. And I said, what are you worried about? He said, because he's rich. He was worried about him because he was rich, and just that he knew that, you know, he grew up like you did, not knowing when that next buck was going to come from. How do you break through that? How do kids like yours, just a matter of instilling the values in them, or what do you do with your kids?
I'm not sure how we instill the values, but I think the thing is we don't. I think the way my wife and I treat other people, it rubs off on the kids. Our children and
that's a value,
yeah,
right. There's instilling a value right there that they just see it. They see it from you.
Yeah. And the other thing that always made me fill up with pride is when they're teachers. You go to the parent teacher conferences, and at first they don't really know us when they just start, but as they know you, say you would never know that they come from such an affluent family because how nice they are. And not only nice to them, but they're nice to the other kids.
Wow.
And
there's your greatest accomplishment right there.
Yeah,
it is. Of everything you've talked about, we've talked about many things today. Why is the book called Open Secrets of Success? Patrick McCloskey, the author of this book, tell us about that.
Well, there's a couple of reasons. As I got to know Gary and his story, one interesting and phenomenal thing about him was that he always responded to anyone in the business, whether it was somebody just starting out or someone who was building a lot of hotels, and told them exactly how he succeeded. He told them in great detail how to build hotels, how to run them properly.
Doesn't happen everywhere.
No,
right?
He was basically educating his competitors. he was very open about it.
And he's been very open about all the ups and downs too through this whole thing, right?
So the book is telling all the people that won't meet Gary and get to spend time with him all the same principles which apply to other areas of business and life.
Jerome, this is a wonderful opportunity to leave the woodpile a little higher for future generations and your students here at the University of Mary, isn't it?
Excellent. It's just amazing to have Gary here, as I said at the very beginning. And listening to Danny and Gary talk, you can see very clearly that they know who they are and why they do what they do. And they speak about it so freely. It's beautiful.
Great story. God bless you.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks for always being so kind to chat with us on the air.
My pleasure.
You never know what's coming, right?
No.
This pesky talk show is asking questions. Yeah. Thanks, Danny.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. Looking forward to the day. We're going to have Gary back on Energy Matters, which will be on K-Fire today, starting at just after 3, so tune that in. From the University of Mary, of course, 4:30 today, the party starts out here at Chick's Place, University of Mary. Free copy of the book for the first 100.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net, deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
At the University of Mary, I tell you, I just love doing what I do. I love being able to talk to people about their stories, and you know, whether they're a billionaire or whether they're a pauper, you know, the North Dakota way of life that weaves through it is just so fun. You know, I'm not enamored with people because they have money. I just really am not. But it is amazing to see what you can do if you want to do it. And then you do a lot of good. And you think about, here's an example. A listener called off the air, said, hey, I want to thank Gary. We both worked for him. We want to praise him, thank him for providing a very good retirement for us, among many other things. Chris and Ole Laugness, I hope I'm saying that right, L-A-U-G-N-E-S-S. their names. So really nice. And you hear those stories over and over and over again. Pretty amazing. I'm heading for Minot after today's festivities here at the University of Mary, and be at the Ellingson booth at the KMOT Ag Show tomorrow in Minot. And so I encourage you to stop on by. We got a fun day planned with Congressman Kevin Cramer for a full hour, plus some other individuals, and there'll be individuals from the land board that'll be joining us. So going to be a busy program. Stop by, ask your questions of Congressman Cramer and other experts, swamp buster expertise, and lots of things happening. So looking forward to that. Troy Kuhn's going to be there from CNC, and we'll talk to Troy in just a moment here after we hear one more highlight about oil and oil production and prices and where things are going from today's state of the state. Roll that of Governor Burgum, if you would.
The good news is that oil production is back up. As you can see on the prior page, as oil prices have come up, production is starting to climb up. It's very likely in the next few months we'll break our previous record high in terms of barrels of oil produced per day. And that is absolutely positively due to the fact that this industry has figured out through technology and entrepreneurship to figure out a way to get their break-even costs down.
Pretty amazing. He's right. I mean, that's a pretty bold prediction there. He's predicting we're going to hit soon, again, record oil production, start going back the other way towards 2 million after coming off the high of, a million barrels per day. So pretty big news there. That's fantastic. All right. My man, Troy Kuhns, is here from CNC Farms. Troy, how are you, sir?
Hey, good. Great show today, Scott.
Thank you. I mean, it's one of those shows where it's a little bit different than, just kind of tackling the topics of the day and talking. But I don't know. There's so many great stories of North Dakota out there, and certainly Gary Tharaldson is one of those. So it was lots of fun. I wanted to talk to you about what you're hoping to connect with folks on tomorrow at the KMOT Ag Show in Minot. You're going to be there. Have a booth. Where will we find you?
You'll find us. We're located in between Case IH and John Deere. We're right on the end cap in between the two companies there, the red and the green guys.
Beautiful. So we'll find you. And what's on the minds of your customers right now?
Well, that's what is the perfect opportunity for folks to stop by and see what other people are talking about, what we know of some different market opportunities that are out there for contracting, what the short supply of seed is. It's a good chance to get your best prices of the year. And, if people stop by the booth and mention they heard us today on What's on Your Mind, we have a free gift for each person who comes by the booth.
All right. So, fine, Troy. We're going to be there tomorrow, but you're there already today, so you'll be there through the whole show,
yep.
Right?
Yep, we'll be there all day tomorrow, the next day, and the next day from open to close, 9 to 5. It's going to be a great show.
And a freebie if they come and tell you they heard this on What's on Your Mind. So that's more incentive to find Troy, and I've had some of that swag from CNC Farms. In fact, I keep a very warm fleece-lined jacket in my vehicle for those days where you need another layer. So I know about all those freebies. So they can be really good stuff, folks. We'll keep you in suspense, but you better come find that. Are you excited for the new growing season here?
Yes, I am. There's all of the market concerns out there and the weather issues and such, but farmers are optimistic, so we just got to keep on moving forward and make some good decisions and work together to make things happen.
Exactly right. I know there have been a number of years strung together where it's been a challenging time, coming off some incredible record production and prices, but now the prices have come back. What is the mood of growers? I mean, you never know what the year is going to bring, season's going to bring, but I mean, do you have a sense that, hey, okay, there can't be any bad years left, and it's going to start going back the other way?
Well, farmers are historically optimistic folks. We always say, next year, there is some drought concerns in the western region here where our main office is at. Some other areas had pretty decent crops this past year. So there's quite a diversity out there in the area that we service, but drought probably is the biggest one up in our region right now.
Very interesting. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, and I hope lots of folks see you today. Stop on by and ask for a freebie. We appreciate Troy and all he does at CNC Farms, as well as for the Northwest Landowners Association. And he is an innovative entrepreneur in the seed world, so talk to him first as you make those planning decisions. And the KMOT Ag Show is a great place to do that. If they can't be at the show, what number should they call you at?
701-482 7865, or they can go to ccseedfarm.com. And we also have a video and some photos of a new project we've been working on. So if they stop by the booth, they'll see what we're going to be rolling out this spring, something new at our company.
Sounds like a good plan. As I mentioned, our friends from Ellingson Drainage will be hosting us tomorrow at the KMOTX show in Minot. So we'll be in their booth, and we're going to be talking about 28 discounts and some things they got going. Also, I have a conversation related to landowners and land association members you want to be part of. In the first hour and the second hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer talking Swamp Buster and U.S. Fish and Wildlife and much more. Come ask your questions. Got to go. God bless you, one and all, from the University of Mary, where again today, 4:30, free copies of Open Secrets of Success to the first 100 Gary Farlson story right here.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I encourage every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Collected every 5 years, this census is the only source of comprehensive and impartial agricultural data for every county in the nation. Those who serve farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, including researchers, agribusinesses, extension educators, and others, rely upon the results. So whether you're rural or urban, working thousands of acres or just a few plots, your information matters. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. So please be sure to respond when you receive your census later this year. To learn more about the 2017 Census of Agriculture, visit www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.